employees. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you.
This is the order. I'm holding it in my hand. This memo, we can put it up on screen. And it went to all heads and acting heads of departments and agencies, shuttering DEI offices and other things. What is the union's response going to be?
Well, first of all, I think that we have an obligation to educate the public as to what DEI really is, because, number one, it's not affirmative action, as some might think. DEI is about making sure that, say, a veteran may have a handicap, an injury from the services, and come to work for the federal government. DEI would make sure that that veteran has the opportunity to work in a job, and they will place them in a position where they could accommodate that veteran and so that they can do that job. So DEI is about that and about providing services for workers. It's not about the color of a person's skin.
And it's not a quota program. Let's just be clear. It
Absolutely.
Means that, you know, not, and it also, I think, for a lot of conservatives,
okay,
they believe DEI just means black people getting jobs. And so when they see a black person in any job, they say, oh, that person's a DEI-er. They said it about the literal elected vice president of the United States.
Absolutely.
She wasn't hired. She was hired by the American people. 80 million Americans voted and voted for her, but they can't see through her race and gender. So it isn't just about hiring black people and women, right? It's about disabled veterans being accommodated. Veterans returning from wars are also under DEI.
Absolutely. And I see that as a veteran myself, right? Mm-hmm. I see this initiative as a direct impact and attack on veterans. Of the 2.2 million federal workers, 642,000 of those are veterans. And so this is, in my way of viewing this, is a direct attack against veterans as well. You know, the misunderstanding of what DEI really is, you know, it's on us to really educate the public as to what it really is all about.
So taking down the websites is one thing to make sure it's gone. I mean, again, what is going to be the response? Because you said this is 2 million some odd employees. Donald Trump is trying to obviously purge people in the civil service in the federal government, not the political appointees, but the people who usually transition from, you know, administration to administration working in the civil service. He would like to purge them. The Project 2025 plan was to purge up to 50,000 career civil servants, replace those positions with Trump loyalists. Do you see this as sort of the first step in trying to do that, to purge civil servants and replace them with Trump fans?
You know, thank you, because so many people miss that. That's exactly what I see. Because, you know, this administration told us exactly what they was planning on doing, right? And they're doing it. This is an attempt to take apolitical civil servants and make them political appointees, make them, you know, loyal to the president of the United States and not necessarily the people of the United States nor the Constitution.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to play a clip from J.D. Vance, who's now the vice president of the United States. He was on a show called Jack Murphy Live in September of 2021. This was the advice he gave Donald Trump.
I think that what Trump should do, like if I was giving him one piece of advice, fire every single mid-level bureaucrat, every civil servant in the administrative state, replace them with our people. And when the courts, because you will get taken to court, and then when the courts stop you, stand before the country like Andrew Jackson did and say the Chief Justice has made his ruling, now let him enforce it.
Andrew Jackson, who did the Trail of Tears, is interesting that he quoted him. One of the people who's now been subjected to what J.D. Vance wanted Donald Trump to do is a senior career official named George Toskis. He was a senior counterintelligence attorney who played a role in deciding to search Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence to retrieve the classified documents. He's seen everything in both counterterrorism and counterintelligence, said a former colleague in the National Security Division. There's no one in the department who knows as much about prosecuting and investigating terrorists and spies than George Toskis. His new job will be in the Office of Sanctuary Cities Enforcement in the Associate Attorney General's office. So moving him to a position in which he is not an expert to get him out of the position because Donald Trump is mad at him. What is the union going to do? What is your organization going to do about all this?
Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, we are expecting this administration to follow the law, to follow contracts, if this is a contract issue, you know, and if they don't, then we will litigate. You know, that's what we plan on doing. You know, this is about taking civil servants and make them political pawns. That's what this is all about. You know, and again, I said from beginning of this election, right, cycle, that this president that is now the president want to make sure that he have civil servants that's loyal only to him and not the Constitution, not the American people. That's what this is all about. And I hope that the American people will realize that, you know, it's not about nothing less than the loyalty to Donald Trump.
Yeah. I will note the National Treasury Employees Union said on Tuesday that it has already sued to block an executive order that would enable him to fire career federal workers across the government. So the lawsuits are already beginning. Everett Kelly, thank you very much.
Think of all the things that the joy of life can bring, that is satisfying and true. Some things may not be fair, gloom and misery everywhere, but I think it's amazing what life can bring to you. When you sing your own song, write your tune on your own. It may be something people cling on to. They'll call it amazing, but you're just being you. Start off with some poetry. You might be writing history if you sing your own song. Oh, you may live in a neighborhood that is you have to give. It doesn't matter what the message is. Be true to you. Cause you can feel the soul. Don't worry about the principles of life. What they can bring. You should just about
day you were born, the day you knew why you're here.
Está cansado de sofrer, encontra um coração também cansado de sofrer. É tempo de se pensar que o amor pode de repente chegar.
We're back. Yes, Luther Vandross with Michelle. Great tune and other songs up to that point. You're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Soon you'll cry.
WTC Pittsburgh.